Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Watch live and exclusive SSE Airtricity League action this month on Air Sport.
You're welcome, Max. So I should tell you, Wimbledon, by the way, has been bloody brilliant for the last hour or so, if you were watching. 15-13 is how it's finished in the fifth. Gilles Muller has beaten Rafa Nadal in the last 16, 4 hours and 37 minutes of goodness, and it has finished in Gilles Muller's favour. So 15-13 in the fifth, Rafa Nadal is out, is the very latest from Wimbledon. And we're turning to the weekend's football now. Micheál Quirk and Carl Mannion are on the line and good to go. And we'll start with the Connacht football final, lads. Galway 12 points, Roscommon 2-15 in Pearse Stadium. It was good to see actually some fans very excited about winning a provincial title, and the brilliant slow motion footage of fans running onto the pitch was something to behold. It's been 7 years, I think, Carl, since Roscommon Connacht win.
Yeah, 7 years and 16 since we got the better of either Mayo or Galway in the championship. So a lot of things came together on the day as far as Roscommon. Also, when you think about the promise that we had last year and the great performance in Division 1, and then unfortunately the way it did this year, to come back with a performance like that and to kind of restore that confidence in the team, it really was a great day where a lot of things came together for Roscommon.
Tell us a bit more about what's been going on. If we draw a line from Division 1's, the Division 1 campaign last year, and there's the horrible defeat ultimately to Galway in the replay in Connacht and then crash out of the qualifiers, and there seems to be a confusion at managerial level over what the team were trying to do against Galway. When you look at both games, one very defensive, one very attacking and open. And then across the course of the winter, there's a number of players who, and it's hard to tell, are either leaving or being dropped or somewhere in between. And then this year's Division 1 campaign is a slow march towards relegation. Frankly, it just looked like it wasn't going well, to say the least.
Yeah, when you ask a question like that, Joe, there's so much to cover. But yeah, certainly, if you look at the two league campaigns this year and last year, Roscommon had probably a more settled, experienced team last year. They were very well prepared for that Division 1 campaign. Hit the ground running, got a lot of good performances, got a lot of confidence. But then just obviously tailed off when they came to championship. When things started to go wrong, there was that divergence in how they were playing and how they wanted to play from possibly within the managing team, within the players. Mm. But then this year, when there was that turnover in personnel, Kevin and Liam obviously had to bring in some new players. The team wasn't as settled, wasn't as experienced. And when you're in Division 1, that was obviously going to lead to some bad results, which it did. But the way it worked out is that a lot of the younger players got blooded in Division 1. Mm. And when it was on the line on Sunday, they had at least those 7 games where they did get knocked around by a lot of experienced, bigger teams. But when they kind of get up against Galway yesterday, it wasn't anything that would have daunted them. And you could see in some of the performances of some of the younger players, especially the likes of Tiger Rourke and Enda Smith around midfield, their performances against what was heralded as a very good Galway midfield who had taken on Mayo and beaten them in midfield. That was a real boon for Roscommon yesterday, and they got a lot of confidence from that midfield sector.
It's a strategy, ultimately, which you have to applaud McStay and McHale and everybody involved there for going with, because up until yesterday, it looks like it's falling apart slightly. And yet, when you lay it out and explain it in the terms you just have, it all makes perfect sense with hindsight, and it's worked out beautifully. But it was a risk. It was a big risk to take.
Yeah, it's very easy with hindsight to say a lot of those things that they decided to do during the league, they could have gone either way. Mm. But in fairness to Kevin and Liam, they're willing to take those risks. They have their philosophy that they believe in. They stuck with it. And if it had gone bad yesterday and they didn't win the Connacht final and the summer tapered off badly, then you never know where they'd end up. But they took their chances. They went with what they believed in, and it came through yesterday for them. Their players have been a fantastic performance for them yesterday. You could just sense early on in the game, they were so well drilled and so well coached. They got everything spot on in that first 15, 20 minutes. They nailed Galway on their kickouts. Roscommon had their kickouts very well worked. They had them off the tee within 5-6 seconds of the ball going wide. Yeah. And then early on, there was no bad passes, no bad handling, no bad decision making. Roscommon really set out their stall in that first 15, 20 minutes. And when Galway couldn't react, that just gave Roscommon great confidence for the rest of the game, and they were able to see it out.
Yeah, Galway, I mean, Galway were poor, Mick.
Yeah, they're like a horse who needs blinkers when they're favourites. You know, they just don't react well to to having that position where they're fancy to win a game. The same thing happened last year against Tipperary when they went into that game, you know, as firm favourites to get over them and progress. And I just thought they had that sense. And like, complacency is a really difficult thing to actually sense when you're within the group. It's only, again, with the benefit of hindsight, you can, you know, by the time you realise things have been complacent, you're probably the loser in the game at that stage. And it's really hard to turn it around when you're in the mix. And they just looked like a team who just didn't perform, whether that was because they, you know, they anticipated they just had to show up and that Roscommon were going to roll over or whatever it is. And then when you realise you're in the middle of a dogfight and guys are banging in, you know, goals the way that Murta put that ball across to Connolly. And I mean, you know, if Kerry or Dublin had scored that first goal that Roscommon scored yesterday, people would be writing again. They'd be writing articles and poems about it. You know, the skill of the ball, and the finish was so classy and so, you know, like, the biggest compliment I could pay would be like Gooch, like the way he was able to just pass the ball side footed into the bottom corner of the net, showed such composure and ability to be able to do that. And I just think, for all this talk of maybe may or that obviously Galway didn't play up to par, I just thought Roscommon really, really showed a level of an ability that we hadn't seen, you know, particularly in this year's Division One. We hadn't seen that stuff before from them, and they really just hit the game at a real and a bad weather conditions above in Salthill. They really played, I thought, at a level we haven't seen from them before, and it was great. And it really vindicates, you know, McStay and the rest of them who went with younger guys. And I'm sure there was a lot of guys watching on yesterday from Roscommon who could have been in that panel or in that team that are, you know, fairly feeling pretty sore themselves this morning, I'd say.
Yeah, the Connolly goal, I'm with you. I mean, just a thing of beauty, the way he wrapped his foot around it and got that curl, and Gooch did jump to mind for me as well. That said, there's two or three Galway lads sprinting back and Connolly's in a one-on-one situation, and you're kind of thinking something's awry here. Whatever their plan is, it shouldn't come to Connolly one-on-one like that.
No, but that ball sure. That was put in by Murta is that's a 1 in 10 ball. You know, you kick that another 9 times and the cornerback cuts that out. Mm. That, you know, that ball used every inch of space it had. It used the skid off the surface. Everything just was absolutely perfect with that ball. And, you take that as a defender. You take that kind of a length of a pass and that kind of a day where the guy still has to control it and turn, and he's still beating a defender and a goalkeeper. That finish was as classy as you will see for the rest of the finish. That pass and that finish. And you just have to say, Galway were definitely off it. And no doubt they didn't perform like they had against Mayo. And they'll be disappointed with that because they're developing a bit of a reputation now, this current group, as being a little bit watery when they're in that kind of a position of having an opportunity to win a Connacht title and win a game against the likes of Tipperary last year that they should do, but they're just failing to deliver on that. And that'll be very disappointing for Kevin Welch, because obviously they've put in a huge amount of work and they've improved, you know, massively under his stewardship. But you know, that one will sting a little bit. And it was brilliant. You could see with 5 minutes out the way the Roscommon supporters had lined the pitch and were only waiting for the final whistle. And again, knockers of provincial championships will tell you they're dead and buried, but geez, there was a lot of people in that ground yesterday who'll take that to their grave.
Yeah, Carl, did you run on the pitch?
Yeah, thankfully the camera wasn't on the other side. Myself and my dad would have been caught front and centre.
Oh, were you? Ah, wow.
Yeah, you know, definitely it was a great moment for everyone there for Roscommon. And it was...
Are you not too old now for a pitch invasion? And your dad?
Well, maybe not as fast as them young lads and that old fella ran out in the middle of them. But we were there getting involved anyway, yeah.
Yeah, we need to get that old fella on the show, actually. Let's track him down, because that was just pure joy caught on the camera there. Rory Lavelle, I feel a bit sorry for Carl in the Galway goal. If people didn't see the game, his kickouts were under huge pressure. I mean, like the early one where you figured, oh, the full court press is causing trouble, he did find his man, but he was dispossessed fairly quickly and Roscommon got a point. And from then on in, Galway never got to grips with that aspect of the game. Even when he went long, you know, there were certain points where you thought, geez, just go long, because the full court press has you and your defenders in trouble today. But even going long, Roscommon seemed to flood that area and pick up an awful lot of breaking ball as well. Galway just couldn't seem to get much of their own kickouts.
Yeah, so the big worry for Roscommon coming in was the midfield sector. And it was a strange move that they went short early on so often, considering that after the drawing game last year in the final, Kevin Walsh decided that they really would take on the Roscommon midfield on the long kickouts, and Galway really dominated in the replay in Castlebar. So going in, everyone was kind of thinking that would be the same way it would pan out. But what happened was, instead of putting the Roscommon midfield under pressure straight away and kicking all those balls along, when possibly Enda Smith, Fintan Craig and Ty York might be thinking, how are we going to get on here today? Rather, what happened was Roscommon got confidence in the first 10 minutes from the kickouts. They were able to nail Galway on those early ones. And when they were so sharp to close down the Galway defenders and turn them over, next thing, the pressure goes on the Galway midfield and the confidence is with the Roscommon midfield. And when the kickouts started to go along then, because that confidence had gone throughout the whole of the Roscommon team, it just was kind of a mental advantage that they had on Galway at that stage.
Yeah. So, Mick, between Galway beating Mayo and then what we saw yesterday at Pearce Stadium, and then Mayo obviously beat Clare in Ennis. There's, in terms of form lines, things are all a bit crossed and strange, and we're not quite sure what to think about what's going on just now.
No, but it's been a brilliant championship. You'd be making the point that this is probably one of the most entertaining football championships that we've had, geez, in a decade or more. You know, like, it's really hard to pick a winner in any game, even in ones that you think you'd be very confident that Galway, you know, Galway by arm, all kind of normal logic, should have won that game on Sunday. And you're thinking, well, geez, this is just, it's not going to script at all. And all the games are kind of going that way. You've got your couple of bankers with your Kerrys and your Dublins and stuff. But there's a lot of games that are really just up for grabs. And from a supporter's point of view, I just think it's been a really enjoyable championship because of that kind of uncertainty of result and performance, I suppose. And even with those conditions, as bad as it looked, you know, the football was still of a pretty good quality. I mean, like, Roscommon were comfortable. They kicked something like 8 or 9 wides in that first half. As dominant as they were, that game could have been, you know, nearly out of sight at halftime. And it's just been, a really, really, for you know, a spectator or neutral's point of view, it's been a really enjoyable championship so far. And it's just great to see the likes of Roscommon, you know, being a bolter and coming out of nowhere and winning, you know, winning a Connacht title when, you know, at the start of the year, there was no one going to put any money on them with a bookie.
No. And Mick, what about Mayo and Ennis? 2-14 to 13 points. They got 2 goals in the second half, which put this thing to bed. Would an improvement on the Derry performance?
Second half was a huge improvement. Yeah, first half you're looking at the likes of Gary Brennan and Cathal O'Connor running the show in the middle of the field, and their mobility causing desperate problems. You know, you get Vaughan a black card within a couple of minutes with Gary Brennan going bearing down a goal, and they look to be all at sea again. They look to be all at trouble, and your third quarter, that kind of moving quarter, championship quarter, they just came out and they just absolutely blitzed them. And you know, Aidan Shea was just, you know, like, for all the silly criticism that this guy gets, like, the last 2 weeks, 2 games, he'd have to put Mayo on his absolute back and just carrying them to some kind of a level close to their best. And he was, you know, he was absolutely man apart. He was just awesome, you know, for the whole game. And like, if that guy got half the frees that he actually should get, he'd be even, you know, better again, you know.
If he stopped getting selfies with children, he'd be a great player, wouldn't he?
You know what I mean? Like, this kind of nonsense. Like, can you imagine criticizing a guy over taking a picture with a kid, and he's playing this kind of football? You know, he's one of the best footballers in the country. He mightn't be your top 2 or 3 guys, but he's up there for the leadership and for the effort and for everything he gives to his team, and how important he is. Because he's a real good barometer for him. Because when he's playing at the pitch he is, other guys get that confidence and start to follow suit. But yeah, they took a big step forward in that second half in Clare, and if they keep going, they'll be worth the game.
Yeah, they have Cork in Limerick on the 22nd, and Donegal, who overcame Meath by just a single point, will have Galway and Markovitch Park. So they're the round 4A qualifiers. What about Roscommon, Carl? Like, what's a realistic expectation for Roscommon fans based on yesterday?
Well, the expectation for the fans is a lot different, I'd say, than what the expectations for the players are. Within that group, there are a lot of those players who have played at All-Ireland under-21, minor, semi-finals and finals. So I know from playing with a couple of them just before I finished that a lot of them would have been thinking of getting the senior team to this level as well. So I certainly think they're going to go into that All-Ireland quarter-final looking to win, confident that they can do it. Mm. I think Croke Park will suit them as well. They've got a lot of very athletic players, a lot of very mobile players. What will be a big challenge for them now is that whatever team that may come out of that side of the draw is probably going to be a battle-hardened, seasoned team that has been there over the last few years with a lot of know-how and experience. So that was possibly something that they didn't really get in their challenge from Galway yesterday. But I certainly think Roscommon can match any of those teams for athleticism and energy. and skill. It's the know-how and experience side now that we'll really need to be focused on in the next few weeks in order for Common to win that quarterfinal.
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you mentioned the mobility and the athleticism. Like they bossed Galway in that respect a little bit. You know, they're very physical, fast team.
Yeah, so a lot of the seasoned players that did leave over the winter were the kind of the bigger, stronger lads. So the Scotland have had to focus on the younger player, and some of those younger players, just the character and the dynamic that they have there at the moment is that they're a little more mobile and smaller and faster. And in fairness to Roscommon, I was actually at the terrace end under the scoreboard, and you could just tell the way they were playing in the first half and second half. They kept everything very wide. They didn't bunch it up so that they didn't go into the trap of taking on Galway physically. Right. They were able to move the ball up and down the wings. They moved it across very quickly, so they didn't get exposed in the strength and experience takes and that. So that was something that obviously they plan to work on, to use that mobility and speed. And it's certainly the wider spaces of Croke Park, you think that would suit as well. So let's hope they can do that.
Right, OK. Very interesting. If anybody has a picture of Carl Mannion and his dad running onto the pitch on Sunday, do send it in to Add Off the Ball. That is one we would like to see. And a very final point. Hey, Joe, ask Carl how many golf balls he lost in Glen Lowe on Saturday. Can't do anything.
About 4 or 5 in 9 holes. That's how bad it was. But the balls were better on Sunday from their Scottish perspective.
They were. Listen, lads, great stuff. Thanks a million, Carl Mannion and Micheál Quirk. Cheers. We'll leave it there. We are back in just a moment.
Off the Ball on News Talk. Thanks to AIR. Win GAA Football All-Ireland Championship match tickets at air.ie/GAA.